Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Tamika Marsden. Tamika, how are you?
I am blessed and so glad to be here.
Tamika, you're getting ready to drop your first project, but you have a single called Crazy to Believe. Let's talk about Crazy to Believe. What's up with that song?
Oh, Crazy to Believe is just an inspirational song, just meant to inspire God's people to just take a leap of faith. Stop thinking so much into when God tells you to do something. Just take him at his word and just leap.
Crazy to Believe. Let's take you back a little bit in your childhood. 5 years old, you interrupted the choir. What was that all about?
Well, when I was about 5 years old, like I said, my father is a preacher. So back then he was handling some work in the church, and I just happened to be with him that day, and he told me, just, you know, baby, just sit down and I'll be right back. Just be good, sit down. And it just so happened that the youth choir was singing and practicing, and I was singing along with them, and the woman that was leading them came over and heard me singing, and she was like, you know, does your father know that you can sing? And I think I remember asking, you know, I didn't even know that I could sing. But from that moment on, they began to work on getting me on the choir, and I began to sing more at that age. So that's what that little story is all about.
Did you ever think that you would become a recording artist?
Did I ever think? You know, there are, to not sound so, I guess, so spiritual too, but God places things within you. And I think it is a surprise, and then again, it isn't a surprise, because really I believe that there's nothing too hard for God. And when I guess when I was younger, I guess God gave me a little peek into what he had for me, and I wanted it more than anything. And I guess it kind of included me singing for the masses, is what he gave me a little hint on. And when it came to pass, I think I'm just in awe that God still had a plan for my life.
How do you get inspired to write music?
How do I get inspired to write music? I believe, I guess it comes a lot of different ways. I guess one is experiences that you go through in life. Some experiences that I went through, it inspired music to come. And then sometimes God will just impress upon me some lyrics, and I'll just begin to write, and they become songs.
Speaking of experiences, let's go back to the Bethune-Cookman days. What type of experience was that?
That was a rough experience. And like I said, it was good and it was bad. Like I said, my father was a preacher, so I lived a very sheltered life, always in church. And so when I got to college and I got some freedom is really, I dove into it. And I tried everything that my parents wouldn't approve of, and everything that my parents wouldn't let me get into. I did it all. But I quickly realized that that's not the right thing, and that's not the way to Christ, and it wasn't fulfilling. And I realized I needed to rededicate my life to Christ.
What Love? Did that song come from that?
What Love? I guess it kind of did, because when I realized that, like the prodigal son, I came to myself. Once I came to myself and I went back home and I rededicated my life back to Christ, the love that Christ still had for me, despite everything that I had done, inspired that song. Oh, what love you still have for me. I was just in awe of it, just in awe.
Did you ever see the movie The Preacher's Kid?
I did.
Okay. All right. Stop smiling, because here comes the next question.
Okay.
Are there any parallels?
Are there any parallels? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, once you get out of your parents' house as a preacher's kid and you get some freedom, oh, my goodness, I think you just go crazy and you just do things maybe that you you know, wouldn't make your father proud in the natural or your father proud in heaven. But, you know, God still loves you and he's still pulling at your heartstrings to come back home. And eventually you will come back home. Eventually, like the story, she did come back home. And in real life, I did go back home to Christ. Yeah.
Is it hard being a PK?
Hard. Wow. I guess in some respects it kind of is. There's a lot of, I guess, pressure to be on your P's and Q's as a PK kid because all eyes are on you. But in the natural, God just wants you to please him and really don't worry about pleasing everybody else. But if you please him, then you'll line up with his will and you'll line up with everything else that he has for you.
You're going to be in Richmond this weekend. And you're going to be opening for Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I am really excited about that opportunity to open for or be one of the opening acts for Vanessa Bell Armstrong at a benefit that will be benefiting people with sickle cell. And you can come out, Richmond Trinity Life Center out in Richmond. We'll be there at 7 o'clock. And just come on and just be blessed of the Lord.
A two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
How is it, or what's the difference between being on stage live and being in a recording studio?